School is back in session in Boston starting today. It means tens of thousands of students hitting the books. It also means coordinating bus schedules, school hours, staffing, maintenance, and school lunch. Later, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh will speak with us about the big picture of education in Boston. Right now, we're joined by Boston School Superintendent Dr. Tommy Chang to talk about running a tight ship on day one of school. Good morning, Superintendent, and thanks for speaking to us on WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So, how about it? Are you expecting smooth sailing this morning? All the buses running on time, the whole operation running like a nice, smooth-running clock?
Absolutely. I'm here at my first stop, which is a bus yard. I'm about to greet some bus drivers, excited to welcome back our students. It's game time for Boston Public Schools, and it's game time for the Patriots.
Because, of course, their season opens tonight. In terms of your worry list today, what's chief on your mind on this first day of school?
Well, we want to make sure our students are getting to school safely, and that's obviously our first concern. We have extra staff this morning for customer service reps, safety reps, and we're going to be working with our third-party vendor, TransDev, to make sure our students are getting to school safe and hopefully timely.
How about schoolwork? What might be students looking at in terms of curriculum that will be different from years past?
So we are very committed to making sure we have safe, welcoming, and sustaining environments. We're really fostering young people's identity in what they are learning in school. And given everything that's going on in our country right now, I think this sort of work is so important.
What do you mean by that?
So our young people come to our schools rich in racial diversity, rich in language diversity, and we want to make sure our young people's identities are affirmed and sustained. And given everything that's going on in our country, we want to make sure our students feel like they are safe and welcomed in our schools, regardless of their racial identity, regardless of their immigration status.
And are you hopeful you'll be able to achieve that this year? Because there have been issues in the past along those lines.
Yes, I think that we are always making progress. Change of this sort is never easy. But I'm extremely proud that we as the city of Boston stand shoulder to shoulder with all Americans in making sure that everybody understands this is a city that embraces every student, regardless of their racial, cultural, and linguistic identity.
Well, let's talk specifically, if we might, about a group of students who, because school starts today on the heels of the DACA decision, President Trump deciding that he's going to phase out the DACA program, protecting some immigrant students from deportation. Do you have concerns about Boston students who might themselves be concerned about being deported? How are you going to deal with that?
I want our families and I want our young people to know that we will do everything possible to fight for their rights, for young people to a quality education, and for our employees, many of who are dreamers, that they have stable employment in Boston Public Schools, regardless of their immigration status.
Boston School Superintendent Dr. Tommy Chang, thanks a lot for speaking to us on Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.